Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. The Petroleum Act, passed this day, September 6, in the year 1950, created considerable controversy due to its wresting of ownership of the island's petroleum rights away from the landowners and placing them under state ownership. Its journey was one filled with contention and accusation of betrayal from both local landowners and imperial authorities, who both felt it an affront to their hegemony. On Tuesday, December 9, 1947, Dr. Hugh Gordon Cummings introduced a bill on behalf of Leader of Government Grantley Adams, which sent shockwaves across the island's petroleum landscape. Announced within the House of Assembly as the Petroleum Production and Control Bill 1947, it proposed to vest all petroleum rights across the island in the Governor in Executive, citing the need to secure the natural resources of the island for its own advancement. Cummings set the tone for events which would unfold in subsequent years. This early incarnation of what 2 years later would become the most important piece of legislation in the island's petroleum history quickly became contentious. The bill, considered pernicious by vestryman Kenneth Sandiford, warned of likely repercussions should it be authorized, and further stated that, quote, "In this most unfortunate matter, it is certain that confiscation of the mineral rights of these owners are not likely to be regarded by them with any more equanimity than by owners of larger holdings or areas, and it is bound to lead to grave discontent, which might well assume grave proportions were any petroleum ever found on any lands which had been confiscated," end quote. Even though no details were given concerning the quote-unquote grave proportions which could result from the proposed naturalization of petroleum rights, threats such as these would not have been taken lightly. Powerful vestrymen with well-established social and political ties could quite easily stymie any number of processes central to the smooth function of the island. Not all were so aggrieved, and Member of Parliament for St. Peter and General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Frank Walcott, who saw the bill as a means of improving the general condition of the masses, was quick to inform the House of Assembly that, quote, "Landowners believe that the vesting of petroleum in the Crown is a communist attempt to expropriate the rights of the landowners. However, these oil rights should be vested so that something can be done. We want to have free services at the hospital so that there will not be any quarrel about paying medical fees. Let us have more secondary schools so that the children will not suffer the affliction of ignorance," end quote. Although the passage of this bill was a foregone conclusion, the discourse which it stimulated highlighted the painful separation process which effectively transferred ownership of the island's petroleum resources from private to state control. This important piece of legislation went some distance toward rehabilitating the reputation of Grantley Adams, who prior to its passage had been considered sympathetic to British political interests.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.